Wait, the tape not going yet. Cannot
not
talk.
going yet. Cannot talk.
Okay, now the tape going. Now we can talk.
What about small kid time? You first don't remember anything from when you first were small?
I do.
Oh, what do you remember?
Pulling weed.
Pulling weed on the big island?
Yeah.
For?
When I was small, that's what I used to do every day in the yard. Pull weed. Unless my father used to take me to him, go surf or go fishing.
Oh, you a good boy then?
Yeah.
I was at home, yeah.
How old were you?
When?
When you were pulling the weed.
When I started pulling weed. 4.
Wow.
That's when my grandmother taught me how to pull weeds. Not the grandmother I live with, my mother's grandmother. That's not really my grandmother because I don't know who that is. Well, not anymore. I don't know who that is.
Yeah. What about you, small kid time? You don't remember nothing?
Yeah, I don't know. The Nintendo.
But never had.
No way. When we were small, we never had Nintendo.
That's the olden days, Shay.
No, come on now. It's not the 1920s.
Well, but one of these days will be.
No way.
It won't be the 1920s, but it'll be the same thing.
Yeah.
How about you guys know any funny stories or jokes?
I know one.
Oh, okay.
Clean.
Yeah?
Okay.
No need to be clean.
No need to be clean.
No need to be clean.
Oh, I know a dirty one.
Tell him the one about the boat.
Oh, that's the one I was going to tell
him. Okay, go.
Okay, these 4 guys. One Russian, one French, one Japanese, and one Hawaiian. You Japanese?
Yeah, never mind.
Okay.
That embarrassed.
Well, I don't like offend people.
No, never mind. I get thick skin.
Okay. So, they were stranded in one boat in the middle of an ocean. And then they had plenty vodka from the Russian, plenty French bread from the French, plenty rice from the Japanese, and plenty lao laos and poi from the Hawaiian.
So, you know this joke? No, I just...
There was drinking vodka. Then a Russian take 2 bottles of vodka and throw them out the boat. Everybody go, wow, bro, what you do that for? Where I come from? Man, we get plenty of vodka. Then they drinking some more. The French take 2 French braids, throw them out the boat. Everybody go, wow, bro, what you do that for? Where I come from? We get plenty of French braids. So they drink some more. Japanese take 2 bags of rice, throw them off the boat. Wow, bro, what you do that for? Where I come from, we get plenty of rice. So they drinking some more. The wine take the Japanese and throw him out of the boat. Wow, bro, what you do that for? Where I come from, we get plenty of Japanese.
He told me that one the other day, that's why.
And that's the truth, yeah. Plenty. What about you? You don't know what joke or what funny story?
No fun. No. Like
you. Not fun, Shane.
Nothing you want to tell us?
Get one.
Uh-oh. He can even start it. Get one after. Turn on the tape.
The other day, I was walking down the street, and his photographer stopped me and told me he wanted to take my picture. So I tell him, okay. So when he was ready for take the picture, who comes walking in? Adolf Hitler. I look at him and I go, man, I don't want this guy to be in my picture. I don't even know him. So I look at the camera guy. He's just about to take the picture. So I go, wait. I go, wait. Don't take the picture yet. Too late.
You get it.
You don't get that one.
Yeah, we get them.
So what you taking in school?
Regular classes, huh?
I get only medals.
Huh?
Medals.
Medals, what's that?
Welding.
Oh, so what you weld?
Oh, just practice or maybe build weights for the weight room. Because my teacher building weights.
Huh? Oh, yeah.
Like on bars.
Heavy, yeah?
So that's what you have this period?
Oh, not the weights, but you know, like the bars they use for all of the weight.
Oh, but even that gotta be strong.
Yeah.
So what kind of metal they use?
Regular, mostly steel.
Oh. Do you have to take them back?
Yeah, for their next period.
Okay. Not yet.
No need, okay. Finish up then, whatever. they're the ones that gotta pay the price.
What you have next week?
Junk class.
What, yeah. English?
Yeah,
no, help.
Math.
Me and him get help, same class.
Oh, you get help.
Help? What you guys learn in help? 11, 16 year olds.
Nothing. We learn about drugs, which you already know.
What kind of stuff they tell you?
They tell us, oh,
just say no.
Smoking one joint damages your lungs as much as 100 cigarettes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's
is that true?
Yeah.
Marijuana nowadays is 10 to 20 times stronger than in the 60s.
That's
how come?
Because it's a hybrid now.
More potent, more chemicals.
Because the people know how to. Before it was. Now it's big business, right?
Yeah. More the fertilizers, different strains, we call them. Different strains.
The hybrids.
Like you get mango strain.
What do you mean mango strain?
Mango buds. All you do is when you stick the seeds in the ground, you take rotten mangoes.
Oh, for fertilizer.
Rotten mangoes, and you just mix them in with the dirt fertilizer, and the buds, the marijuana come out tasting like mango.
Nah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You get the mango just
so
like
what do you
mango
mean when
taste.
So when you drag, you can taste the mango.
Yeah, mango taste it come out. And then you get purple strain. That's when the buds crystallize. All the buds purple or red, like that.
What are buds? That's the joint.
No, the buds is like when the plant grow, and then the seed pods, right around the seed pod, yeah, what you call one bud, like one rose petal, one when the thing before the thing bloom, it's called a bud, right?
Mm-hmm.
Same thing. But
yeah, because they say now that a lot of the studies that they did on marijuana are worthless because it was so much weaker, yeah.
Yep.
So now it's so much stronger that the studies would come out differently.
Yep.
The brain damage and the physical
that's
damage.
That's the way too, this is always the ice capital of the world.
Yeah.
Ice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they make it here.
Oh yeah. Well, they make it here, but they also make it, bring it in from Korea.
From Colombia.
From Colombia. From the, yeah.
So they're on bus. There are a couple of pounds there, but mm-hmm. stuff,
yeah. The kind of them. We used to be top. We used to be number one in pot growing too.
Yeah, but people come over here to study ice. Yeah, sick. Yeah, they
what
come
do you mean
sit.
They come here to study?
Because
like when they take tests on ice like that, Batu, they come over here.
When you take tests?
Well, when they're like making surveys or getting information.
That is studies.
Research, like research, like this research.
Professors come.
Yeah, this way they come.
Sad, yeah. That's what we're famous for now.
So the ice is what? What is it?
It's chemicals.
You know what they see ice?
Rat poison.
It's like, look like, you know how on regular ice cube look?
Look like ice.
Look like that, but.
Like rock candy, yeah.
Yeah, like rock candy.
And then you blow, you light
salt.
It.
You melt, no, you melt it in.
You melt them.
Put them in one pipe.
And smoke them.
So you put it in the pipe and you heat the pipe.
You smoke them.
Yeah.
And you come high fast.
To keep you high for like 6 months.
Months?
Yeah.
One.
No, not one, if you continue.
No.
Every day.
Smoking like 1 gram of ice can keep you high for at least two days to 6 months.
And you can sleep like that?
No,
no.
You not can sleep.
You can't sleep.
You
now when you're on ice.
You need so much energy, yeah?
The kind, like, before.
You become skinny too, you lose
and
your
you talk.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you making sense when you talk? Or just like being drunk?
Depends
or?
Oh, no,
on.
No,
I
it's just
always tell you.
Nah, depends on a person. You can tell when they're high.
Well, I don't know, I think we can stay up. I mean,
no.
You know when you come like.
My auntie them, they used to do ice. The kind, they used to stay in my neighbor's house in one room for 2 weeks straight just doing ice.
Sure.
And they don't eat nothing. You don't eat when you're on ice. You don't eat, you don't sleep. They just stay in there smoking ice, smoking cigarettes, and drinking water. That's all.
Water, so you go bathroom.
Yeah, they drink water because when you smoke anything, your systems dry out.
So you don't make doo-doo, you just...
No, piss.
That's
all? Yeah.
Wow, and then after you come out, what happens?
You sleep and you eat.
Then you go sleep and you grind as much as you
but
can
you
before
like
the next 2 weeks come.
And you don't get hangover or anything like that?
Oh yeah, you get withdrawal, yeah.
Like
no,
you get
like
one down.
Depression.
Depression,
yeah. You come into a depression stage. Like
when you
on ice, as high as you get, Or the depression stage will come lower than that.
That's why people, that's why they start to smoke again, because it's like with any drug, the effect when you're high, the withdrawal is the opposite.
Yeah, it gets lower and lower.
Okay, so because ice is an amphetamine, it's an upper, right, then the withdrawal effect is down.
Yeah.
So you get so down that you want to go back up, right?
So what some people do, is they get high, and just before that, it's starting to come down. Just before they're reaching into that depression stage, they get high again, and they just keep going higher and higher, and they don't come back down. And pretty soon, you know, they crack.
It's out of control, really. It's a fast addiction, ice.
Do you know they're so high, they're almost in space.
Okay, so you're in the room for 2 weeks, but you're not making money. How you keep getting?
Oh, yeah, but you are making money. Some depends.
Depends, because, like, my auntie them, they, when they was doing them, they no sell batu. What they were selling was dope. They were selling marijuana.
Wait, dope is marijuana?
Yeah. That's
it's only small, you know. Ice is only like small little. Can be powder too.
Yeah. Ice come in powder too.
Most people that use ice deal ice or run ice. Because ice is expensive. It's expensive now too, yeah.
A small little tiny rock lettuce would be worth like $100. Yeah.
And you guys not scared?
Is that chemo?
To be with those people?
Chemo.
That's all natural.
Chemo.
So they don't get violent or anything?
It's when you come down.
No.
They get violent.
So, dude.
Because
your head, dude.
Oh, you cut here.
Stay here. We're talking pigeon here. Come, come. They're recording us. Come talk stories. Tell us some jokes, Kimo.
FBI looking for me.
That's okay.
I cannot be recorded.
What is you under arrest?
In the when we write this thing up, we will not use your names.
Okay.
We will never use your names, I mean, or your school. We cannot. Yeah, it's not professional. So your identity will only be on that piece of paper just to verify that you're real people. I mean, that we didn't make you up, you know.
Well, and if you're going to put them in the news, then you can use my name.
No, we don't use any names.
If you're going to put them in the news, you can use my name. Or if you're going to have one documentary or something, you can use my name. I give you permission.
If
you're
going to have one documentary, he'll be in it. He'll star.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is what is called a pilot study. See, so we do one small study, then in after the professors write it up, they do a bigger one.
When you do the bigger one, then you come to me.
No, you guys will be too old because gotta be 16. We're doing 6, 12, and 16-year-olds.
Well, then I'm still going to be 16.
He wants you to hurry up and do what?
Hurry up.
So, I don't know. Is it possible to get together one more time?
Mm-hmm.
And then the next time, you have to teach me how to play a game. Or like maybe you can tell me better how to play.
Ulumaika.
The call.
You know how to play that, Ashine. Ulumaika.
But no, so he gotta teach me one and you gotta teach me one.
Okay, I teach you the Ulumaika.
Okay, you can teach me about Derby because that's the first time I heard about that. Oh, I mean, Derby. You guys know plenty of stuff, I don't know.
Oh, you like learn. I'll go bring my chickens.
No, don't you bring my chickens. But all you gotta do is tell me because we're not interested in the chicken and stuff.
Oh, why? Then we can eat them after. Nah, not for fight them, just spar.
Yeah, I don't know any games. Nintendo.
Nintendo is okay too, but Nintendo is complicated, right? It's hard to explain how to get to the end like that.
No, Super Mario. I can teach you Super Mario.
Which
three?
One?
Super Mario 3.
Okay, well then let me.
No way, is 3 too hard?
No way, that one is so easy, cause.
Well, you can teach me how to play Monopoly, right?
I made them all the way to the castle in the 8th row.
Oh, mage.
The last castle.
Teach you how to play
Trumps.
Slapjack. Oh, Trumps, yeah.
Yeah, you can take I forgot I used to play, but I don't remember it.
Well, she will remember in the middle of the game.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, not for all dice.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you can teach me that too, because I don't know how to roll do dice. That either.
So maybe the next time you come, we can have the girls too, and you can spend some time.
The girls too. And the girls.
No, we need to have them.
You want them separate?
Yeah, I don't the professor. That's how.
Oh,
so
okay.
Who you like come next time?
Oh, I don't know. It's up to Judy how she.
Oh, the girls next.
Because
time.
See, you folks are doing us a favor. You know, I mean, I feel real bad. We cannot give you anything.
No, you sure you
know? It's like
they get out of class.
Yeah, yeah. Just giving us something. So call us in next time.
And that's what you folks always smoke.
Cool. Yeah, that's what I smoke.
Cool. Oh, what about you?
Cool, which cool though?
I wouldn't quit, but I quit New Year's.
Oh yeah, right on. Kimo went quit, yeah.
New Year's.
Three, four, 5 weeks.
My birthday is 5 days after New Year's. So I don't need quit. Because for my birthday, I probably gonna get on cutting cigarettes.
Well, tell me to like.
Crazy.
But how come you don't like being in school?
Because the class that I get, boring.
Yeah, you get the same class.
Yeah, so but what is it right? about school?
Oh, you mean all of them?
Fifth period.
All of them? Oh, fifth period. What's fifth period? What'd you have fifth period, Shane?
Oh, fifth period, I already wrote that shit.
What?
U.S. government.
Oh, which teacher?
Oh, I get that.
Oh, yeah.
I get that with your son.
Yeah.
That one, easy. So easy, I almost
McMahon.
Failed.
Yeah, so easy, you almost failed.
We're in the car and we ride their bike after school.
Why do you think plenty kids not do their homework? Not only you folks.
Think of better things for dudes.
Like yeah. what, but?
Cruise.
Going out, cruise.
But you first to feel bad, you first see the D and hear from the people.
Nah,
no.
Dude.
Nah. Feel nothing.
The only time I feel something is when my grandmother yell at me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if you get one A, do you feel proud?
Oh, yeah, of course. That's why when I get on A, like my last report card, I had one A, 3 C's, and 2 F's.
Ooh.
So I show my grandmother my report card. She go, what is this 2 F's? I go, but look at the A, grandma. Look at the A.
What did she say?
She said, I don't care about the A. Look at these 2 F's. But look at that A. That's one big A.
No, because I student teach at Kaunana Kua, and I don't know why these kids, why they don't study.
Well, you know, because somebody said to me the other day, people should make school exciting, and I think that's true.
So what is exciting then?
A lot of interaction, yeah, in class.
Play, stereo.
You know
I didn't even know why they took away stereo privileges from school. That was stupid.
What do you mean stereo privilege?
Yeah, you cannot bring you're not supposed to bring Walkmans or stereos to school.
But you cannot listen to the teacher if you plugged in, yeah.
Yeah,
but
you can.
What if somebody rip you off?
Nah.
People don't rip off.
Nah,
I don't know. Kylo, everybody's all cousins. Or you're your cousins, brother.
Well, you know everybody.
Oh,
man,
nah.
If
anyone of our people are.
Yeah.
They're all friends too.
Yeah.
So you folks both live in Waimea now?
Yeah.
How you go school?
Bus.
Oh.
MTL. You go bus too,
Shane? Nah, Fassi.
So I have my chocolate last year. But I don't know my license there. We got chocolate more. So I want S10. Supposed to be mine, but I never got my license. Too lazy for study, I'd say.
Pretty easy if you study. You just gotta study the book, that's all.
I get my chalk and I'm gonna even my license either.
Well, you guys hurry up, you get your permission for me to study, I take you.
Yeah.
I take you, get your permit if you hurry up. The only hard thing is you gotta get a signature, yeah.
Hurry up what?
Hurry up and study.
Study for what?
You help me study.
Your driver's license, yeah.
Oh, Paul already then.
Oh, you got your permit already?
No, I didn't study that book, what? 2 years already. I took driver's ed.
It's pretty easy, the book. It's just that, you know, you gotta know it's like how many feet from the fire hydrant. You know what I mean? It's something you're not gonna know in your mind, you know?
You gotta park at least.
You gotta just memorize.
At least 6 feet, I think, or something from the fire hydrant.
I think. Gotta read the book.
Well, I forget, okay?
See, but the question is right or wrong?
Yeah.
No, because I went past driver's
right
ed.
Right out of the book.
Oh,
I passed driver's ed. I took driver's ed last year and I passed it because when I was with my foster mom told me if I take driver's ed and I pass them, then she's going to take me for getting my permit and my license. But then I passed driver's ed and then a couple of days after that,
he came over here.
Down to you. And
not
I was
too bad,
all bummed out because I wanted to get my permit because my mother not going to sign for me. Get them. My real mother. And my grandmother cannot because she no more legal custody.
I don't know
it's
if
only,
they question that or not.
It's only a, what you call, like an agreement between my mom and my grandma for leaving me because the court never like have to still support for me while I was down here. That's why they was trying to get my grandmother for adopt me, trying to push the adoption. They was going to take my mother to court and everything for get the adoption. Because they never like have to support me.
The court?
Yeah, because he was taken away.
Wow, heavy, huh?
No, but their support is nothing. They give you, what, $200 a year for clothes.
That's so much a month, yeah.
Nothing a month.
Oh, nothing a month.
My shop, $200.
$200. Yeah, in Hilo, I bought with $200. I bought one pants, two shirts and one pair of shoes.
Yeah, because like one shoe's easy, $80, $90. Yeah. Yeah. Or more. But I mean,
you can. Like, you know, this is $50 was.
But like if you get Reeboks or something, like, or Nike.
My Reeboks was $72. The ones all dirty now.
Yeah, I always wear Nikes. Gotta be Nikes.
You know, you hear about like a Detroit like that, they kill the people for the shoes. Because they're in a gang or something, that they need those shoes or. I mean, I don't know.
Yes. But they will.
It's status, yeah.
Oh, so they just want the shoes and not because they're in a gang or anything.
Gangs? Nah. Probably just because they like the shoes.
Nah, in Detroit, it has to do with gangs. They had them on the news.
Oh, yeah.
It was with gangs.
It's kind of. I guess it's hard to realize somebody wants something that bad to kill somebody for, but it's like, how much do you value life? Yeah.
Yeah, I guess that's what it boils down to,
We gotta put those out and put them in the trash out, because the kids are gonna say, oh, look.
Allah, somebody was smoking.
Allah.
Well, I appreciate it very much. Thank you.
Judy,
I got yours too.
You got what?
His cigarette.
Oh, yeah, it's over there. He got him.
Oh.
Jesse knows this routine. For money so I can buy him soda. I get. I'll take you guys 7-Eleven after.
Oh.
And I drop you off at school. Take you 7-Eleven, buy you Slurpee or something, but you gotta drink.
Sweet.
I might as well drop you guys bus stop.
Yep.
What time's school, Pat?
Pretty soon, no? What time now?
1:45.
Oh yeah.
Almost.
Oh, is that school long? It's over here. Oh, that's a 90-minute thing?
No, 1 hour. But we left late.
Yeah, we left late.
And yeah, we left
we
late.
Got here.
Lunch is almost in fact.
So you guys, when you get these signed, put them in the box. Yeah, the YMCA. You know where the YMCA box is.
In the office, Judy's box.
You know, in the main office, it says YMCA Malat.
Yeah, it says Malat Meskimo.
Oh, she never. Can you just write your name?
I'm bossing my knees.
How you? Oh, on the bike.
Because you know the brakes, I was iron sprung with WD-40.
Yeah.
Then I forgot that when I go right, I was pressing the back brake and the thing never catch it because it's all slippery.
Yeah.
And she into the wall.
Jeez.
Whoa. You went into the wall.
Wow. I hate it when my son rode because he had a 250. Yeah, he was so small when he was riding them. Now he could ride a 250.
So you don't need license to ride the bike?
My grandma going to sign
up. You can
just
write your first name.
Oh, yeah? Sure.
And mark down.
No. Over here.
Oh, up on the top.
Your.
Oh. Well, this thing new, man. I can get. Okay.
Yes, you can tell, yeah, if you. Coming in or not. Yeah.
Or if you see me up in SMC.
Whatever. Am I coming in?
This is
I guess so. It's moving.
You want to say one last word? No, okay.
See, bye.
Signing off. Well, thank you so much. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. I'd love to take them out of school, yeah?
Yup.
Wait, who you work for? You are?
I work at the university. I'm a student. I'm old, but I still go to school.
Me too. I finished 84.
So
yeah, I wanted to go to college, but see, every time I think about it.
Oh.
Can, you know, because you know I get big scholarship up there. You know, Joanne?
I like go mainland. I like staying away.
I like go college too. I like go
to UCLA.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
you know what? Try to get your grades up this year and next year. You know, Joanne Kalkur, we get plenty of scholarships from Hawaiian kids, you know. We get a lot of money from Aulike. All kinds of money.
Aulike, I've been there.
What is this for?
This is a microphone.
So,
how come get
solar?
Solar panel. This is the microphone? Oh, yeah.
You like so, trying.
They have this big box for Hawaiian kids. You should take advantage of it, Shane.
You get Hawaiian blood too, yeah?
Oh, my Hawaiian blood.
You're a bit.
No.
I almost get full Hawaiian.
Yeah. Oh,
me too, I get Hawaiian from both
my father and my mother.
From my mother.
More family, all Hawaiian.
Yeah.
Oh, you're lucky. You can't even come here in school.
Yeah?
Easy. Nah, no, I don't know.
Don't come here in school, though, unless you live in the dorms.
Rich,
but.
Unless you live in a dorms.
You still only got a table?
Yeah. So whoever you live with, you know, your guardian,
shame
they
dude.
Can sign.
In America.
You lying or what? Did you really?
No.
You told me you did it, then you told me you did it.
Nah, never.
What is that?
His hair. Who did his hair? You know who did it?
Yeah, cut my own nails.
See, I did my own too. Nah,
see,
never.
See, he tells me. He told me this three times. He told me he cut his own hair, then he told me he didn't cut his own hair, then he did cut his own hair.
Why, you had real
didn't long cut
hair.
His own hair.
Yeah, my hair was what? Bush.
Oh, it's real long.
Yes, I.
It's funny, he hurt his knee on the dirt bike.
I didn't shave him. Shave.
Pipe was mad at Jesse.
Why? Oh, yeah, because I came to this.
She was supposed to come today, right? But Christy cut out with Mahoy, so. Because I didn't call her last night, that's why. I came up at recess to get.
Because anyway, Judy told me I could come, you know. Judy told me first.
Judy told loves me first.
Cause huh. I love her more.
See?
Cause Kaipo don't love her that much. Cause Kaipo cut class. Kaipo don't listen.
But we don't tell on each other.
Or he's too good.
See?
Jesse went after. He just
went. No, the more we get, the better.
No, but then next. But then next time, if we come again, then you gotta bring the news camera.
No,
the news camera.
Kimo can teach. Kimo can tell you games she can teach her. Always do games with the little kids.
No, but we don't like teacher. We gotta teach her Urumaika. You know what is that, Kimo?
We're gonna get you fixed,
Jesse. No, you know what is that?
Who are you gonna hire to do it?
I don't know the dice.
Kimo don't know what it is in my car. You don't. That's an old Hawaiian. That's a kind.
22 sticks.
The two rocks. Sticks.
They're about
you can't throw away. You get the.
Yeah, played it.
The round rock. Roll them.
And you played before?
They like bowling. Yeah?
Oh. Okay.
That's an old Hawaiian game.
Tell her about bowling.
Oh, bowling. Oh, yeah. Bowling is where
you roll a ball, you fall on the own strike.
Yeah, bowling is where you take the ball, you run up to the line, roll up, hit the lane, fall down, slide,
that's
get up, walk away, hit a pins drop, turn around and you get on strike and then you go.
And you get one broken collarbone,
and
so.
And you get a broken collarbone, and you fall off. Also, got a ball.
Still, yeah.
Yeah. They said knock on heel for 3 to 4 more weeks.
Oh, what happened?
Fell off my uncle's truck.
That's a story. Tell her how to do that.
Oh, you want to know how to fall off a truck?
No, tell me how you would fall off the truck.
Okay, this is how you fall off a truck. You leave the tailgate open, pile the truck with rubbish, and one barrel. And you stand on the tailgate and hold the barrel. Then you tell the driver to go very fast and make a fast stop. And then take off one time again. And then a barrel will move and you will fly out.
Very good. You will fall
dribble.
Down and hit your head.
And
of course skeet,
skeet, skeet all over the road.
Hit the head doesn't hurt him.
No, right? The head never hurt, even though I'm blacked out.
So you went pass out?
Yeah.
And you broke it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
and
yeah. See.
So you have a cast. You had a cast.
So let's see. Let's see your back.
Turn around.
Oh my God. Oh, you never have a shirt on.
Nope.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And that collarbone sticking out. Cause dummy,
see,
you never like wear
the
bike.
Yeah. Well, you like tell us how
you get the tie on your leg.
Huh?
You get cuts on your leg.
Yeah.
Oh, you get scars.
Okay, let's see.
You get some mean scars.
What kind of pants is that where you get the white stuff by a fly?
That's
the
Cameron
kind
Reaches
80 in the kind $80 pants.
Yeah, I saw another kid. I thought his fly was open. I was looking, but it was that thing. What is
yeah.
That's the brand name.
Yeah.
No, yeah. They put them over there. So when girls like know what kind of pants they look. Oh, Jesse.
My boy.
That's your best friend. How come you blushing? He's not.
You know, I'm from black.
trying to hold him back.
You're turning red for him because he's not going to turn red.
So what store you guys buy
you taught me. Jeez.
What store you guys buy?
I don't know.
Did you like to know the name of his teacher?
Well, he taught me.
Oh, he taught you.
Okay.
See, the team cannot see who's he, so...
Oh, yeah, but all my clothes are full.
I should have brought the movie camera then, huh?
This is okay.
Yeah, next time she goes, she's gonna bring the news, so we're gonna be on news.
It's the news!
Oh, yeah.
I'm lying. See you on the news. And then I was on the truck.
Oh. No. That's Nike too.
Oh, no, it's the barrel.
Because the barrel will cut me fall.
Oh, yeah.
Let's cause the barrel.
As a driver, we stop. We go again. We stop.
75
again.
Miles an hour. You forgot that part.
Oh, yeah. We're doing 75 miles an hour.
And you fell off. Yeah. And the wheelbarrow fell on top of you.
No. I just didn't go.
That would have been a good one.
Yeah, no.
You should have untied the barrel.
No, the barrel wasn't even tied.
Should've
it just didn't fall. I guess when I fly off, my feet been kicking back in.
The driver knew you fell off.
Yeah. He saw me rolling in his room.
He was rolling too, he was laughing at.
My uncle said, all he knew, all he saw was me rolling in his room.
Oh my God, so what, they took you to the hospital, they called the ambulance or?
Yeah, that's when I woke up in the hospital.
First they went to the dump.
No, first we went and finished dumping the rubbish.
Kidding, right?
Too much.
First we went finished dumping the rubbish, then we went home and then caught a hospital and then figure out which house, which car we're going in. Then we went to.
You're kidding.
Then we went to the hospital.
So you were in pain all that time?
No, I wasn't really in pain.